चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
Revenue Department visits GST collection aimed to rupees 1.15 lakh crore for next 2 months. The Department of Revenue has revised its revenue collection aim for GST to rupees 1.15 lakh crore for each of next 2 months and rupees 1.25 lakh crore for the last month of financial year 2019-20, with specific focus on fraudulent input tax credit. Fraudulent input tax credit claims as found in data analytics review. A high-level meeting was held in this regard, which was attended by senior officials of CBIC and CBDT, including both chairmen and members, to strategize the action plan and make the field functions more efficient to achieve the collection aims without any overreach. According to informed sources, it is learned that the GST authorities would look into the mismatch of supply and purchase invoices. Data analytics of mismatch GSTR1, GSTR2A, and GSTR3B, failure of filing returns, over invoicing, recuperation of fake or excess refunds, are well beyond the permissible limits, patching the tax leakages, action on checking fake or huge ITC claims, and data analytic review of all refund under inverted duty structure. SMS and emails will be sent to all such fraudulent or excess ITC claimants, targeted defaulters, non-filters, and those who provide mismatched information in their returns or over invoice, or who have been identified through data analytics for tax evasion by duping the system through rogue modus operandi, according to an official release. Taxpayers who have taken ITC wrongfully can voluntarily repay an amount equal to inadmissible credit before verification and punitive action is taken against them, sources informed. It is further learned that the electronic communication to such identified targeted taxpayers and fraudulent refund seekers and over invoice users will be followed by visits from the GST field formation to make them abide by the law and pay due taxes in time. The field formations would be required to report on a daily basis, the statement said. Weekly high-level review of revenue augmentation measures and efforts made or action taken against these targeted gamers, fraudulent ITC seekers and identified default taxpayers would be done by the revenue secretary, it added. Around 40,000 companies have been red flagged for excess or fraudulent ITC availment and other tax-related wrongful issues through data analytics. Field formations have been directed to conclude ITC recuperation without any overreach but in a stipulated time frame. Field formations have been exhorted to put forward special efforts and to initiate actions against willful tax evaders or those who are using fake invoices or inflated or fake e-way bills. Principal Chief Commissioners and Chief Commissioners will have to update on their efforts put up in the field to curb tax evasion and leakages, action taken on checking fake or huge ITC claims and mismatch in returns filed on a daily basis. Sources emphasize that the permissible ITC limits have been further reduced to 110% of the declaration made by the suppliers from January 1, 2020, and the taxpayers filing their return for the month of December 2019 should take this into consideration while filing their form GSTR3B to avoid any punitive action by the authorities. It may be recalled that DOR had a multifaceted brainstorming meeting in the second week of January to streamline its revenue collection efforts. In mid-December last year, DOR had put its GST tax collection aims to rupees 1.1 lakh crore per month, with rupees 1.25 lakh crore for a single month for the remaining period of this financial year, while the direct tax target was to remain at rupees 13.35 lakh crore since the corporate tax relief of rupees 1.45 lakh crore, the release said.